B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Is it okay to flirt? That's your job, maybe to close a sale.
Make that money.
Yeah, a lot of people are texting and calling saying that it is okay. And we even have a husband on the phone. We'll get his thoughts on it.
Let's first talk with Joyce in Charlotte. What do you think, Joyce?
Hey, guys. So I think it's totally okay. So I work two jobs. I bartend on the weekends, and I take my wedding ring off. And typically in the nightlife, people are like flirting with you and whatnot. And when they ask me for my number, I ask them, oh, do you have a business card so I can call you on my time? And if they don't, and I just kind of laugh it off and say, oh, you know, sucks for you, maybe next time.
Oh.
And they'll still tip me like over 25%, like whatever.
Wow.
My husband, he's 110% okay with it as long as I bring in the money, right?
Yeah, I mean, so your husband is aware that you take the ring off while you bartend?
Yes, I leave it at home, like in like a safe or something.
Ooh.
I mean, have you ever had somebody, though, that won't take no for an answer?
Oh, that's scary.
I know.
Call the police.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Not really. I mean, then again, like, I work at a restaurant that's not, like, uptown.
Right.
So I work at Soul Food.
Oh.
Meat company.
Yeah.
So, like, at the night, their Wednesday or their weekend.
Everybody go see really Joyce. She's not married and she's willing to hang out with you.
Temper a while.
Thanks, Joyce.
Those tips might go away.
Let's talk with Savannah and Hickory. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Show.
Hi. I think it's okay to an extent, of course. But I actually used to work at like a motorsports place, like dirt bikes and like motorcycles. And I guess like my thing was like I would put them on the motorcycle, like get them to sit on it and kind of just tell them how good they looked on it. And just like sometimes I'd even get like some apparel, like a helmet, maybe a jacket, let them put it on. And just kind of compliment them.
That's what Royce said earlier.
That's what she did with the suit. She would be like, oh my gosh, this looks so good on you.
And you're like, sold. That's all guys need to hear, yeah. Savannah.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
You're not like physically like hitting on them. You're just complimenting them.
Right. And you're complimenting them, even though, Savannah, it might not be 100% truth, because your job is to make the sale.
But let's also make no mistake here. Somebody can compliment someone without, like, wanting to get in their pants.
Of course.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And
thanks, Savannah.
I'm not thinking, when we're saying this whole flirting thing, I'm not thinking of something that deep.
Yeah.
You know. This is Brooke in Gastonia.
Hi.
Hey, Brooke, real quick. You worked for, we'll say, a cell phone place.
Okay. I did.
You used to.
I used to. I'm actually a dental assistant now, so you can't do too much flirting there. But I just worked with the owner in the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Co-owner and I was the manager, so there was only three people in the whole store. And my bosses actually just went through the straight and narrow. And then I realized, hey, I'm the only girl here. Let me mix it up a bit. And I can actually tell, like, when they walk in, who exactly is the decision maker. And then I go off of them. Oh, my gosh, that phone looks so good in your hand. That's going to look awesome when you go out and you do this. And then you start commenting on their clothes or commenting on their children. And I can have somebody who's walking in wanting a $20 smartphone walking out with a iPhone XR.
Wow.
So I've actually done that about maybe 20 times.
Oh, wow.
And all it right. works every single time.
And that's your job, is to make the sale, Brooke.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good for you.
You don't have to be so flashy, but as long as you know how to talk to people, too, with a little bit of flirting, you can get them every time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Feels. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife is, she's been in the sales business for 12 years. I tell her, hey, you know, sex sells. Pull the girls down a little bit, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you're okay with that.
Not only that, it sounds like he's pushing her out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, as long as she's bringing in the money, she makes more than I do. I don't mind one bit.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thanks, Chris.
Wow.
I didn't know he was going to say that. I said here he was okay with his wife doing it, but all right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.